Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here on another Monday. Boy, I remember doing this last week and the week before. So today's date, thanks to Larry, our day and timekeeper, is July 23rd, 2012. So remember, if there's any problems that you're having with your day, ask Larry to change it for you. Maybe he can change some timelines for everybody. Anyway, so how's everybody doing out there? We could have some call-ins tonight, and would like to have that. Anybody new online could call in if you have any questions. I just saw a movie that was out a while back, and I just got it on DVD with Netflix. It's called Take Shelter. So, if you haven't seen the movie Take Shelter, it's very interesting. First thing you want to look at is the when it opens up, you know, the first part of the program shows this cloud. And look at the far right of it on the bottom. You're going to see like a witch's head, in a sense. Not that witches are bad, but that's kind of how they look on a side view with a pointed nose sticking out and stuff and the chin. And then look at the clouds, and if you could put the movie on pause, look at all those alien faces looking at you. So it just makes you wonder, did they take a picture of that cloud and just kind of paste it into the movie, or what? And also, throughout the movie, various times, you do see some alien clouds up there with faces, and the very end of the movie has a gigantic dark cloud coming, and I didn't really see any faces in that one. I didn't look too close. I just saw it about 20 minutes ago, and I had to leave, so I couldn't put it on pause to get ready for the program here. But anyway, quite interesting. And as you watch the movie, think of him being abducted. He thinks he has schizophrenia, okay, because his mother had it, and they're the same age when she got it. But think of the alien abduction process of him having timelines with weird dreams of that. So it may make the movie maybe even more interesting, because now you have something to look forward to and to see behind the scenes, in a sense, and knowing about timelines and what they can do to us. So here we are, everybody, and today is Monday again. Boy, I wonder how many more Mondays we got left. So, Kathy, back to you.
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to VBS Radio, Creation Lightship Healing on Station 1. And Ron Amatron is our host and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. This is a forum where we discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And your participation is welcome, either through the user-friendly fast chat or by phone. I put the phone number in the fast chat, and I'll read it out loud for those who aren't looking. It is 888-627-6008. And there are other phone numbers on Station 1 on the VBSRadio.com Creation Lightship page if you're outside the United States or Canada. And as Ron mentioned, he's here to help with the clearings and healings. So your calls are welcome and your questions too for Ron. And Ron, yes, the clouds are getting a lot more fascinating to look at lately. And I see people putting on the fast chat in the past how the clouds don't even really look like clouds anymore. In that film, were the clouds due to a storm or were they just regular clouds?
Yeah, the clouds were dark-looking clouds, like maybe tornadoes or hurricanes, or the dark color. So it was pretty bad-looking. Imagine if you live, I used to see them here in Shasta a long time ago. They don't come that often any longer, but they could change on a dime, too. come and go. You could be watching them, and all of a sudden, an hour later, they're no longer here. But I would imagine people who live maybe where they have, like in Kansas and things, like states like that, where they have tornadoes and things, you might recognize, you know, and say, oh, yeah, I've seen that before. So, yeah, they are dark clouds, very dark. The other clouds that showed up in the movie, there was some white ones. But most of them were the ominous, the ones that kind of like they're ready to pounce on you. So back to you, Kathy.
Someone mentioned the gray sky clearing in the fast chat. And just can't help but wonder if the gray sky clearing would, what effect it would have on the clouds there for those who live there. And maybe some people who live in those states, the Midwest, and see those really a big, huge gray clouds and really loud storms and big storms like that, who've tried it, could let us know. But meantime, Ron, we have a couple of questions that came in already. Can I get to those now?
Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, great. One is from Mike R., and he's wanting to know about the alien attack removal clearing, and he's just purchased it and is kind of new and wants to know the difference between option number 4 and option number 7. Option number 4 is called alien parasitic life forms removal, and option number 7 is called alien life forms courting.
Okay, yeah, one is the first one is the removal of the life forms to you, in you. So those are the parasitic life forms. And so these are the ones that we take out on the Sunday calls for 8 hours. So these inhabit your body. The other one, the courtings, would be how they are courting you, not necessarily being in you. So that's the difference. Something outside of yourself courting you to take away your energy. So that's the difference of the two. Back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So there's a couple of questions on the fast chat for some healings, Ron. And this may benefit everyone. Liz is asking if she can have a clearing for sore throats, please.
Okay. So if anybody has a throat problem, here we go. Clear away alien critters, first of all. Then we'll do entities. So we'll just see what happens. So a sore throat, remember, you could have aliens in you, giving you waste products and also poisons. So let's get rid of the aliens first here that are connected to your throat. I'm sure a first-time listener is going to wonder what we're talking about here, but here we go. One, 2, 3, 4, in fact, they probably left, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's probably about 40 critters being released there, okay? Now we'll get rid of the poisons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So let's see how your throat is feeling now. Check out your body. Now we're going to do waste products. Who knows what that even looks like? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll get rid of the dead ones that are laying around inside of you here in your throat. This is the carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we'll see if you have any relief from the alien species that was attached to your throat here. Next, we'll do entities. So, where have you been talking to people, okay? And here we go. Remember, they come into you. So if you're out and about talking, you have a sore throat, they could hop into you from anybody. Especially other people who have sore throats. So here we go, entities. These are emotional bodies that need another house to stay in, which is your body. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 40 entities. And now we'll work with maybe pain. You notice we're not addressing pain right off the bat because it's not going to do any good to try to release pain if you don't get rid of the other things first. And you may have something that's triggering your sore throat from your past in this lifetime, and more so from your ancestors. Could be a time-dated program. Might be one of those nano programs that are attached to you. That's where we have the nano clearing up. So here we go. Pain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do it a few more times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay. So, we'll see how you're doing. The nano clearing is, the title is actually the 2012 Global Cellular Nano Detox Clearing, but if you just type in nano, that one will work. In case you haven't done that one yet, I would suggest doing that and getting the unlimited afterwards. So, back to you, Kathy.
Well, on that clearing for throats, several of us, including me, benefited from that, from Liz's suggestion. So thanks, Liz, and especially thank you, Ron. It feels so much better for me, too. Also, Melissa, she's asking your advice. Could you help her to advise her what healing would help with panic attacks?
I would say maybe extreme anxiety. We have that clearing up. We have the regular anxiety one. That's for, I don't know what to say, normal people with anxiety. And if you're not normal and you're far beyond normal and you got troubles, then you got the extreme one. So I would say probably the extreme anxiety clearing for panic attacks. And you should have, naturally, your whole lifetime emotional clearing done first, because that way you get rid of the stuff in this lifetime, typically, that could trigger that. So if you haven't done the whole lifetime emotional clearing, then that's where you begin with the process. And then from there, you may want to go into, the extreme anxiety clearing. And we do have also seven-generational, anxiety clearing. Might have a panic attack too. I'm not sure. We'll have to check here, but the anxiety one might help. We're checking right now. So back to you, Kathy. I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. The question has come up for Cindy. She had a frightening incident with a fire on Friday. And she was requesting if you could possibly help her with a little bit of the trauma and the fear of it, possibly a clearing for trauma and fear, please.
Okay, here we go. So trauma, everybody out there, think of your trauma. And I guess we do have a panic attack clearing on the website, so that's good. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it another time here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I think I'll do a fear. So let's do a fear clearing here. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that should help you out somewhat. So just remember, a lot of people deal with these two particular situations and need to have clearings. You know, the fear clearing is very good for people who deal with fear. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily, if you have any fears, then you may want to have a fear clearing. You don't have to really wait to have something horrific happen to you before you realize that you're in fear and that it could affect you. It might be a good thing to have. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Ron. And that fear clearing you just did would probably cover your request also, Tony, who... Ron, she had requested on the fast chat, fear of the future.
Well, that, I would just say drop into your heart, because when you're putting energy cords out for the future, then you're not living in the moment. So the future doesn't exist. So, you know, it does exist on timelines, but why would you want to get attracted to timelines in the future? So I would just say do the mind a heart drop and stay more present where you are here. So that might be the way I would answer that one. Back to you, Kathy. Otherwise, we're going to be doing stuff all the time for stuff in the future. And the future only exists on timelines. That's darkness. And I can work with stuff for people from the past, which is what we normally deal with. But, you know, I don't want to bring anything forward from the future into this reality, because there's no need to do so. It would be kind of, for me, you know, counterproductive. Everybody else does that. So back to you, Kathy.
You're getting some thank yous here, Ron, from Cindy and Melissa, who requested the extreme anxiety and the trauma fear clearing. They're saying thank you so much, and it was they were extreme situations. A question here from Q regarding a parallel life clearing. Do we clear one lifetime at a time or one era at a time?
On a
parallel life.
Yeah, you want to, on a, so that would be in a sense a timeline crash. Is that what we're talking about? A parallel lifetime timeline crash? Or are we talking about,
she further asks, or he further asks, is it okay to clear multiple lifetimes or eras at once, or one at a time?
Well, you could clear more than one, but, you know, I can't answer that question because everybody's different how your body's going to respond. You know, what does your body tell you to do? So you need to connect to your body. Your body's getting the healing. It's not your mind, and I can't tell you necessarily if you can do five at a time or 100. You know, some people do a lot of them. Some people, you know, are very sensitive and they don't want to harm their body, and they don't want to get laid up for a day or two in bed because they did too much work and the body got exhausted trying to get back into balance. So, you know, like I say, I probably wouldn't do more than five at one time. You know, I think most people could probably relate to that. Maybe somebody could type in something on the fast chat, but, you know, if you're going to be, what you're doing is typically timeline crashes for the past, so you have issues. So then what I would do is, figure out what your issue is now. And if I'm with you for your whole life, more than likely, or if not, it got activated during this lifetime. Maybe it didn't get activated until you were, 8 years of age. So maybe you skated off free for the first 8 years, and when you hit eight, it got activated. And now you're 57, and you have this issue that started at the age of eight. So you want to clear off this lifetime. And I'd go through this lifetime maybe year by year going back with your particular situation and or problem. And that's what I would do. And then if you find the year that really seems to resonate when you get it cleared off you and you feel better, then I'd probably go back and do it maybe month by month. And if you feel 1 month is more beneficial, then I'd probably do each day of that month. That's what I would do. And then after you get all that cleared off, now you want to find out how far back you need to go with that issue, from maybe, the past life stuff, going back maybe to the 1900s or something. So that's the way it works, is to get this stuff off of you. Remember, it's fine if it doesn't get activated. So if you don't see any people and you don't talk to anybody, and they don't come into your life, then none of these issues will probably ever get activated. It's the people around you activating it for you, teaching you to be in duality. And then from there, once they teach you to be in duality and they have judgments, which is duality, then that activates your DNA, and then you're on the roller coaster ride to hell, basically, because you're now experiencing something that was dormant inside of you. And everybody on this planet more than likely has the exact same issues. Just depends how active they are and how close to the surface they are also. So, maybe here in the States, if you're, I don't want to use the word alien, an immigrant will say, maybe from the 1700s to now when a lot of people came here, we'll say, then you may not have issues a lot with this country before that, okay? So nothing that was on this in the States here, we'll call it, at that time, anything that happened here would not relate to you. Now, it's very possible that maybe you have some type of energy stored inside of you, where maybe you were riding a horse and maybe you were doing jousting and stuff, and you may have that energy of maybe knives and swords and things like this here, spears. And in this lifetime, you wondered why you always cut yourself with a knife. Well, that was brought from your ancestors way back when, activated in you. Maybe say in the 1500s or whatever, maybe before that, and that's all they had was weapons, we'll say. So now it's activated in you. Well, they gave you this gift, and you want to get rid of it. So that's the way it works. If it's not activated, no problem. Remember, you have everything that's ever happened to anybody on this planet with traumas and sadness and, the torturous deaths, et cetera, that's stored inside of you. Is it activated yet? No. Could it be? Yes. And like if you watch a lot of movies with this stuff, that can activate your DNA. And wow, what that could be like. Holy cow. Anyway, I'll get off the platform here and give it back to Kathy. You got the stage, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Just for clarification, Q has typed in the title of that clearing. It was the All Alien Parallel Lifetime Removal.
Yeah,
and someone else.
Yeah, that one goes back, and you can use any clearing on the website, and that one will go into the Parallel Alien Lifetimes, which would be, in a sense, timelines. So, yes, that's what it's on there for. So it makes all the clearings into parallel life clearings if you wish to do that. So very interesting. So back to you, Kathy.
That's a pretty amazing clearing. I've done it. Okay, so back to the subject of sore throats. After you did that clearing, Ron, a lot of other people felt their throat feeling better, but also then they noticed that their throat probably could use a little light-activated water. So they're wondering if you could possibly put some light codes in a glass of water for us, maybe later in the show?
We can do it right now, so or in a few minutes. So everybody get a glass of water. Maybe we'll get that fur ball on stock. Oh, we got a
Thanks
caller.
Thanks so much. Oh, hi, caller. Have you got a question for Ron? Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, it's Sharina.
Hi, Sharina.
Hi. I had a question. I'm doing the 2012 barcode clearing.
Okay.
And there's a drop-down menu with, like, maybe 100 alien races on it. And my question is, you know, if we don't know any particular race, we just leave it on that top one and we just do it one time?
Boy, you might see which ones seem to pop out at you as you look at them. Typically,
okay, well, some of the names.
Yeah, if you heard of the names, you may want to do it.
Okay, so one could do, one might have to do like 20 or 30 or 40 of them.
Yeah, if you have heard of them, they may have connected to you, and that could be why you have heard of them, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then my other question is, with all this alien attack stuff and abducting during the night and all those kinds of things, I used to do, imagine building a shield around myself that would protect myself from all that kind of stuff. I don't really know if it worked, but isn't there something that we can do like that?
Well, since the aliens control time and you're connected to a time-based reality here, there's really nothing that you can do. It's not that's the way they get you. I'm sure other people could tell you that there is something that you could do, but remember, we're in time here, and they're in control of time. And once they're in control of time, they can change timelines through copy and pasting. And let's just say that you were in bed, and you thought at, say, 10 o'clock at night on the dot that you're going to create around you a safe space, whatever that would be to you. And so,
right.
And you get done at, it takes you 2 minutes, so you get done at 10 minutes after 10, okay? And then you think you're protected from that time until you go to sleep. So now it's at 10:03. The aliens can say, oh, this person put up this shield around them. We'll just go back in time 3 minutes ago before they started this process at 10 o'clock, and we'll just abduct them anyway by reversing time. Okay?
Yeah, I see.
Because they can copy and paste and do whatever they want to, you know. That's probably why people have the scenario, not necessarily deja vu, but kind of the opposite of that. It's like, geez, I did this before. Didn't I do this last week? You know?
Okay.
Although it may not be, something that is that physical. You know, but you may wonder, I think I already did this. Well, maybe you already did it, but they just started the time over again a week previously. And now then they block everything out of you, and now you're having that same experience over again. It would be quite funny if you were to cut your lawn on your house, and you know that you cut it because you took a picture of it, and then they put you back a week ago, and now you're out there starting the lawnmower wondering, geez, I just got through doing this. Kind of like what I mentioned when I started the show, oddly enough. How many more Mondays do we have? You know, we're on Monday again. Just did the show Monday, last Monday, right? It feels like to me like, 2 minutes ago. Here I'm doing Monday show again. And I can remember, in a sense, these Mondays lined up, you know, for a couple of weeks, which is kind of strange. But, yeah, they can do that. They can change. They're in control of time. But just because you think you're in 2012, that they can put you in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
That's my answer to you. And
okay,
are they going to want?
Thanks, Ron.
They may not want you to even do something like that because then you're going against their main premise of abductions and their main premise of taking away and stealing you and taking away your life force energy. So I'm sure they could find a way around that very easily. So that's the. I don't know. Not necessarily good news, but it's news.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Ron.
Okay, so thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Yep. Okay,
Ron,
Kath.
Since you brought it up, there are 5 Mondays in July, 5 Sundays in July, and 5 Fridays and Saturdays, and okay, so this came up in the fast chat in some conversation that there was an email being sent out that some people received saying that because of this phenomena, the 5 of these days happens in July every so many hundreds of years, and that it's a good time to make some sort of a wish for prosperity and good fortune based on a certain cultural belief. And so the people who got this email were wondering if that was something that was just designed to hook them up into a timeline.
Yeah, I would say it would be, because now you're putting focus on it. I myself enjoyed it because having the extra time, because I had an extra weekend. So I had an extra weekend off, we'll say, where I could do something, you know, on the regular months. You know, I only have 1 week off during the intensives that we do, so it was kind of nice to have an extra week there. But, yeah, I would think that as it's brought to your attention that something could be happening and it's, you know, a unique thing. Yeah, the aliens have everything covered. They're probably waiting for somebody to figure that out or transmit an energy to somebody so they could do some affirmations or do some prayer work or, you know, whatever they're doing. Pray to the gods for more prosperity, you know, whatever, you know, to, you know, ask for a favor so they can help you out. So, yeah, I wouldn't get involved with that whatsoever.
Thanks, Ron. We have a caller, but before we take the call, I just want to complete this thought. For those that received that email, it seemed to be going around quite a lot. Could they, and they read it by accident, of course, maybe they didn't believe it, but should they timeline crash that email? For
yeah, I would
5
timeline crash it a whole bunch, and then we also have that media clearing, too.
Media, mm-hmm.
You know, so that might help out also. But I definitely do timeline crashes on it. And, you know, I'd probably do 100 timeline crashes. Okay, so let's get the caller, then we'll do our water charging.
Hi, caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I had a question for Ron. Hi. I had a question for Ron that, say you have 8 cords attached to your emotions, maybe to another person, it feels like they could the cords that is cording you, and you're going in that direction toward that person, but you don't want to because they have manifested energy, and that wouldn't be good for you. Would that be cords being attached, or would that be something else? What is Ron's viewpoint about that?
Okay, so you're saying that a single person is cording you in many different locations? Is that what you're saying, to have 8 cords?
Yeah, they could be cording me because I feel compelled to go toward that person, and I don't want to because of their manifested energy, which could put me in a bind. So,
okay,
they be cording
you don't
want
to deal with, but they're cording you, trying to pull you into the spider web. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's true. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what... We can do a clearing to get rid of the cords. Let's do that. As far as what to do with it, I would probably maybe try timeline crashing the cords from this person. Then if not, we got the energetic cording removal. That could help you out. But here we go. Let's get the cords off. So we'll just say there's 12 cords, so we'll do this for everybody. And so we'll just take one person that everybody knows. You know, it's going to be unique to them probably. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. First chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Third chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Fourth chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Fifth chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Sixth chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Seventh chord, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Eighth chord, and you see how your body's doing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ninth chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Tenth chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11th chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 12th chord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So, I'm just curious here. Since we are having, how do I say this here? There are people in the news that are talked about a lot, okay? So that could be anybody that you hear in the news a lot. So I'd like everybody to think of that one particular person. And it could even be maybe a politician, possibly, okay? Or it could be maybe somebody that's, a news commentator or something like that. So somebody you see on TV, maybe not if you watch the news. But anyway, you just take that person. And we're going to take away a cord if they put one out to you. Now, they don't know who you are. Okay? If you're just watching the TV, you don't know that the person knows you. But if it's a live program and you're watching somebody, watching their body movements and watching them talk, what I'm saying is, could the aliens go through that person and attach to you with your emotions? So we'll see here. To see if you feel different. So, releasing energy cords, and you have to pick that person. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Just see if that person's attached to you some way. So let's do the water charging here. And thank you, Larry, for calling if you're still online there. And if you're not online.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Okay. So let's do our water. So this is to help you out. Maybe you got a fur ball stuck or something in your throat. We'll see what happens here. So get your glass of water, and we're going to bring in the pink dolphins here. And here they come. So I'm going to charge up the water glass for you for healing properties for your throat. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. See how that tastes, and enjoy your water. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks. I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate that water. It seemed like there was a big question, a lot of questions for that. And another question about DNA. Liz is asking if we get a haircut, does that activate our past or stored DNA? Does it release our past or stored DNA?
That's a good question. I would say possibly not. Hopefully they're not selling your hair to a company who's making bread. And we talked about that earlier. Anyway, on another program show a long time ago, maybe 6 months ago. So, in case you're wondering, somehow there's some kind of chemical or something in hair that helps to give bread longevity or long shelf life, something like that. And so on Yahoo, I was looking, and it said that since there's a lot of people in China and they get haircuts, that I guess the people giving the haircuts was collecting all the hair and they're getting paid for it. And that was probably sent, I guess, over to our country to the people who make bread that they sell in the stores to give this. You could Google it and just see what it's about. It had something to do with that. You might just Google maybe Chinese hair and bread and just see what happens there. But there's some type of chemical that's doing that. So anyway, are they selling your hair? Hopefully not. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. Another question about healing. This is for, women's menstrual discomfort, and maybe this person is trying to target a particular healing rather than just maybe pain or, I don't know, maybe the body rejuvenation clearing would be good. Looking for suggestions for that particular target area.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that would possibly do that. And there's an entry box in there. It does a lot of clearings on body organs and different things in the body. Different, I think there's like maybe 7 or 8 different body systems in there. That's about what I could think of. I'd probably do that one first. And then maybe we have a special clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing, which you could enter that into also. So either one of those could work. We'll see what anybody else asks or mentions on the fast chat. But the special clearing is designed for that, to help people with a knee that we don't have on the website. And then also, the body rejuvenation one, that I think is like a 6-week clearing with a lot of different options there. So that could possibly help that one. And if not, if you keep doing all those, you may feel better anyway. You may have something that you may be looking at one area, and it could be coming from something else. So we'll see. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, an idea just popped into my head. How about the timeline crash for, just the discomfort, menstrual discomfort or something like that, whatever
maybe
it is.
Too, and maybe there's something to do with muscle system. That could give, cramps, and that would also be on that special clearing, or not the special one, but the
body rejuvenation
one that we're talking about there.
Body rejuvenation clearing, yeah.
Yeah. The timeline crash could help, and this could be a problem that could be passed on from your ancestors. So could be a lot of stuff going on there. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, you said it, Ron. There could be a lot of stuff going on. I think a lot of us women can relate to this. and maybe...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ron.
I won't go any further with abductions. Maybe you got an abduction process happening, and there's some. Maybe they left something in you energetically, too. That could be a possibility, too. You know, we don't normally think of that, but I'm trying to look at what else it could be. And a lot of women have their eggs stolen and stuff and taken, and I'll do a clearing for that.
Great.
Be a little interesting here. So, with the premise that we know that physicians here can leave tools in us, we have heard about, you know, probably your worst nightmare if you had an operation and they found some metal thing inside of you, which they didn't take out during that. But we have heard of those stories. So let's assume that the aliens did this here, or they have a implant in you. So here we go, women. Let's see if we can get that released from you. So we'll first do a energetic something that relates to taking out eggs, okay? Maybe they got an apparatus in there. Maybe they have like a little egg carton, you know, like we get at the grocery store, and they pop them in there and they hold them. Who knows? Kind of be comical here, but may not be too good. But here we go. You're going to get this egg carton released. So here we go. One. Oh, shit. Two. Three. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so that we'll just say is the way that they, whatever's in you to help help them harvest, okay? Now we'll take out some energetic energy that could be there also that deals with that, okay? So a little different way of looking at it. So one, this might be like an implant or some tracking device or something, letting them know that it's your time and their time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Hopefully you're all feeling better. Timeline crashes may be a good way to look at this also. So back to you, Kathy.
Reading comments on the fast chat, people were saying that clearing out egg abductions was a heavy clearing, and I'd like to see more comments if women feel that. Okay, so until then, here's some more questions. How many times, it's about the nano detox clearing, how many times should we do the first, should we do the nano clearing? She's done, I guess, the first round. So, should we redo the nano clearing, the nano detox clearing, if we feel we need to?
Yeah, I would keep on that for a while, yes. Whatever you think you need, you know, just go in there and keep doing it, yes.
Okay, so your answer would apply to any of the steps, steps 1 through 41, if we feel we need to redo those.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, good, because I see some people, even Marie R., mentioned that she'd redone them all. And I know some people just want to be on the safe side, so...
Yeah, well, if you get the unlimited, I'd probably do it once a week, just maybe run it once a week, possibly, or at least every couple of weeks to see if you, you know, get rid of this stuff. You know, maybe, you know, for some reason you feel sick. You know, we talked about earlier people having sore throats, or at least one person did. You know, maybe that came down the pipe from this stuff, you know? So if you feel like your body's not doing too well one day, maybe your eyes are running or your nose is running or something, then, you know, I would look at that as possibly it's in the air around you and something got activated in you. So that's how I would look at that. That's why I put it up, to ward off things that you don't know are around you that could cause you harm. Remember, these things sneak up on us. They come in really slow, and then all of a sudden, wham, you have something. And you don't know what's going on, but all of a sudden you feel sick. Well, maybe you got something a month ago, and it finally worked its way in, and now it's manifested. So why not get rid of the energy from the get-go? So that's why I put it up. So... back to you, Kathy. Oh, boy, our time is going pretty quick here. We got about 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, so another comment about the last clearing you did with the alien implant removal. So the person who requested it, Liz, she said she felt that.
You might then go into the alien attack page because we do have implants on that. And I think you can get a week for like $10 and go in there and go into the alien implant section on it. The page is quite long, and for the first person looking at it, it could probably change your belief system a lot or push a lot of buttons. But there's a lot of things you can do there. And the implant could be one. And then also do, you know, the tracking stuff, you know, that's free on the website, too. I just wish I had one simple thing that you just got onto and it did all this stuff. I really wish I had that. Or have a fly swatter, you know, where you could just whack these guys as they come in. An automatic one. But, yeah.
Well, Ron, we really appreciate the sample clearing here. And it's making us realize a lot of things that we didn't know. Heal 321 is saying she would appreciate having a sample clearing of miscarriage abortion or stillbirth for human and alien babies.
Hmm. Boy. Can we do that one on the other? We have another show coming in an hour. Maybe we can take notes on that if Carrie's listening, and we'll do that one on that program, because that could be, I'd have to probably do both of them. So I want to do alien, what was it, stillbirth?
Yeah, I'll copy it down and send it over.
Okay, great. That'd be wonderful, yeah, because that could take 10 minutes to do.
Okay, Heal 321, did you hear that? Next show. Okay, so we're on in our last few seconds.
There is no show?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay, well, then we'll just do that. Thank you.
Great.
So here we go. So the first one will be, what do we got here? Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, okay, it was for... Stillbirth and abortion for alien and human babies.
Okay, so alien. Okay, so I'm gonna do stillbirth.
Miscarriage abortion.
Oh, okay,
miscarriage,
so
abortion, or stillbirth.
Okay, so stillbirth. I'm gonna first do that, and then we'll do it. Stillbirth for
Human and alien babies.
Okay, an alien baby. Then I'll do a stillbirth for a human baby. So maybe take some notes, Carrie, since you're listening here. We'll do it again. Here we go, everybody. I'll first do the human baby. And this, for some of you women, if you feel it, you may hope you don't get too freaked out here if you do feel this. But you're listening to our program, so you know that things go boom in the night, thump in the night without you knowing what's happening anyway. So here we go. So human baby stillbirth. Here we go. Releasing this energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so there's that one. And now we'll do it for alien babies. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so now we'll do, I guess miscarriage might be a little different, so we'll do miscarriage for human babies. It might sound kind of similar, but we'll just look at it as different. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we'll do it for aliens, okay? Alien miscarriage. One, two, three, four, five, this is sad, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to do abortions, and this will be for a human baby. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Now we'll do the abortion for an alien baby. That was the human one. So alien. Maybe I did alien on that one. Did I do that alien on that one, before it is human? Do you remember?
On which one, Ron? The abortion?
Yeah. Did I do the abortion? Did I do human first?
Let me check. I was writing it down. You did the alien.
Yeah, I thought I did too. So now we'll do human. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's that. I would suggest if you have any issues with this to start doing the timeline crashes on it. Let's see here.
Ron, can you do the alien abortion again, please?
Alien one? Okay. 1.
Yes, please.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll keep going a little bit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still a lot of energy there. I'll continue on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, it kind of makes the that saying of being effed with is pretty real for women there. Wow. Okay, back to you.
He was typing in, what a creepy feeling, and a lot of people are saying thank you, that even though some people said here that they've never had a human miscarriage or abortion, they still felt this. I see here some people felt the sadness of the alien miscarriage and the human miscarriage. So, and I think you covered them all. So thank you so much for those, everyone saying. And
remember, that could be on a timeline. You may not be pregnant here. Okay, so you could have all these experiences of other women that you see having kids and everything else on other timelines. And you may not have a child in your life. And you could be feeling this because those timelines are connected to you. So, boy. Okay, I guess we should probably go here. So, like I say, if you have a problem still and you don't feel, you know, like it's settled, go in and do those timeline crashes. That's what I would say. I think it's $20 for a week, and just hit that all the time. And you may start to figure out about what age you were when it happened, and maybe do that age. But I think as you start working with that, you're going to figure out how to use the timeline crash for yourself as a more personal type of clearing. So, and you will get your information, I'm sure, as you start working through it. So back to you, Kathy. I guess we should probably sign off here.
Yeah, thank you so much for all the healings, Ron, and I know they were heavy ones. And thank you also, BBS, for the extra time.
Okay, thank you, everybody. So we have another program in about an hour coming on. You can check our website on the top right. And we have a three-hour program coming, so I need to get something to eat. So thank you, and bye, everybody. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, Kathy.